A lot of work is going into tackling food waste in South Australia, including in the Mount Barker district. We'll talk about this in a moment, but first, let's talk about the region's annual business plan and budget, which has been approved this week. Mayor Anne Ferguson's on the line now. How are you doing there, Mayor?
I'm fine, thanks, Jenny, and good morning, listeners.
Now, following your public consultation, I understand the rate increase won't be quite as high as originally pitched.
No, we've reduced it by 0.5% from 4.7 to 4.2%, and this is with much consultation, and we listened to the community, what the community wanted and what the elected members wanted, and the staff went away and they looked at it and came back with a plan that we could reduce it by 0.5%, which will be a great relief to a lot of the ratepayers in the district.
What does that mean for projects and spending? Will anything be cut back?
No, we're not going to reduce any services or spending in such, because we have had in the last 2 months a huge increase in people moving in and buying blocks. So that has made it possible to absorb and have the outcome that we have because of the increase of the new assessments. I think this year we've had 790 new assessments, and in 2023 we've had 2,272.
Wow.
So that's been quite a help. But it's also a bit of a friend, but it's also a bit of an enemy, because with that comes infrastructure and costs.
Yeah, that puts pressure on the community a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's what it's about. But I think it's really important that we've had a 4% cap for our pensioners, so that will help them, because we're really aware of those people on a fixed income. It's a real challenge. And there's also been a 12% cap on non-productive land, vacant land. So council has really worked hard, and I've got to commend the staff because they have been amazing how they've gone about this.
Now, I understand in response to community feedback, you're also investing in an arts plan.
We are, yes. There's $50,000 that have gone into the budget to implement an arts plan. And this has been something that we've been wanting to do for some time. But some things just get pushed to the back, and this is one of them. But now we're up and we're going, because this is what the community has identified that they want, and so we will be doing this.
Excellent. And I know something that maybe was pushed to the back for a little while, but now is a priority as well, as the aquatic centre.
Yes, yes. Well, the thing is, we've had all this grant funding given to us. So I think it's 22 million or something or other that we've had given. So we have to forge with this, otherwise we lose it. And our community, well, I know for the last 50 years that I've been around Mount Barker, that a real pool, a proper pool, an indoor aquatic centre is something that's been begged for, because the cold summers and that, it just makes it impossible for people to get into the water and practice, and also those that need therapy. So this will be a great boom for those that have been waiting 50 years for this pool.
Mayor of Mount Barker, Anne Ferguson's with us. Let's talk about that Gawler Street food waste trial. I know this is something you're quite passionate about, because there's been a six-month trial working with businesses in Mount Barker to really work hard to reduce food waste. How's that all going?
That has been really, really pleasing, because we did an audit of the bins and it showed there was a high level of food waste put into general waste in both commercial and residential bins. And this was something that we thought, well, this shouldn't happen. So we thought we could do better than this. So we've done this trial. We've collected 4.5 tonnes of food waste that would have gone to landfill. Instead, it's gone to peat soils and garden supplies, and that's equated to 1 tonne of greenhouse gas emissions. So that in itself is a great outcome. There has been no cost to the businesses. So, and 9 out of the 11 businesses have wanted to keep the service going. So, and it was interesting because a lot of the businesses said they used to take the scraps home and put in their own green bins. Mm. So this is something that will just alleviate just one extra thing that a business has to do.
Oh, that's great. And it kind of feeds into that circular economy type thing that a lot of, you know, organisations and councils are trying to work on at the moment.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're looking now into a feasibility of exploring a green bin service for all commercial industrial businesses across the district. But we've also got to do an assessment of the risk and additional costs and have a policy that gives us the ability for, and also we've got to get a contractor to do it, to provide the service. So we've got a bit of work to do, but we're up for it. And I think the outcome for the environment and the world in general is something that we really are obligated to be, yes, having more of a circular economy and looking at how we dispose of our waste.
Excellent. And just lastly, Mayor Ferguson, I hear there's some black spot funding coming to the region.
Yes. Well, those people that live on terrible Hawthorn Road will be so pleased because the amount of traffic has increased so dramatically since the developments have happened. And, of course, this is the back road to Echunga. And there's been a few accidents on it lately. And with the nursing home there and all the residents, this is really, really important. So we're really grateful that we've got this funding to do this work because it will make such a difference, but it won't help with the corner of Adelaide Road and Hawthorn Road.
Okay.
But never mind, we're working on that because that is a real issue. For the residents to try and get out of Hawthorn Road is a nightmare.
Thank you so much for your time today, Mayor Anne Ferguson. Lovely to talk to you.
My pleasure. And have a great day.